AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. With President Trump's Senate impeachment trial coming up, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the mob that stormed the Capitol almost 2 weeks ago was fed lies.
They were provoked by the president and other powerful people.
St. Anselm's College political science professor Chris Galderi in New Hampshire wonders if McConnell showed his cards.
I think if he says, I'm going to vote to convict, I think you have an awful lot of Republican senators, probably enough for a conviction, who will follow along.
McConnell also vowed a safe and successful inauguration of Joe Biden tomorrow. Two Army National Guard members have been removed from the presidential inauguration security mission after they were found to have ties with right-wing militia groups. Army officials say there was no threat to President-elect Biden. Some of the President-elect's cabinet nominees have started confirmation hearings. Treasury nominee Janet Yellen says Congress needs to do more to respond to the coronavirus pandemic.
The damage has been sweeping. And as the President-elect said last Thursday, our response must be too.
President-elect Biden's nominee to lead the intelligence community, Avril Haines, promised to speak truth to power.
To safeguard the integrity of our intelligence community, the DNI must insist that when it comes to intelligence, there is simply no place for politics ever.
The Trump administration has had a record of pressuring intelligence officials to shape their analysis to the president's liking. Georgia's Secretary of State certified the results of the two Senate runoff elections. It paves the way for Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff to be sworn in, giving Democrats control of the Senate. The founder of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, a vocal and in the past few weeks very visible supporter of President Trump, says after a mob stormed the Capitol this month, major retailers like Bed Bath & Beyond and Kohl's have dropped his products. This is AP News. The Boeing 737 MAX will be green-lighted to fly next week in Europe.
Patrick Guy, the head of the European Union Aviation Safety Agency, says 737 MAX planes will be permitted to fly so long as they meet conditions specified by the agency and that pilots are up to date on their training. Guy, at an online event hosted by Germany's Aviation Press Club, says the crafts will be cleared to fly again from next week. Changes mandated by ESA include a recertification of the plane's flight control system, which was not part of previous 737 models. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A court in Kosovo acquitted a dozen former government officials of misusing public money in benefits payments to people who hadn't fought during the 1998-99 war. The court says they could not have been aware. Kosovo offers benefits to former fighters of the war for independence from Serbia. Ed Donahue, AP News.